I don't think many people are surprised in Ivory Coast because the current president, Mr. Ouattara, said several times that if Babolura runs, he's going to run, even though Babolura is prevented by the law, according to Mr. Ouattara's party, to run again for president because he was accused for having attacked, you know, the West African bank. So now Mr. Ouattara himself, we know the constitution was changed, and then he still wants to run. So we are not surprised. And then we are waiting on Mr. Ouattara to confirm that his intention is not to run for president.
As you said, it's not clear yet whether President Ouattara is going to accept to run again. And you mentioned the constitution. Let's assume he decides. Would that be in violation of the Ivory Coast constitution?
I think there is no, in Ivory Coast, since Mr. Ouattara decided to run for president and since he became the president of Ivory Coast in 2011, we don't talk too much about the law in Ivory Coast. Mr. Ouattara's intention and desires are the law of the land. So even when the constitution was changed for him to run, you know, there was a debate that it was against the constitution, but he did it anyway. Myself, I think that there should be a generational renewal of political leadership in Ivory Coast. That's my position. But I would think that, you know, he has a point to prove. Ouattara wants to show that he can still be there. Didier, who was the former president who came right after Oufou-Boigny died 2 years ago, I think he is going to be buried in a couple of days. If Didier was alive, there is a strong possibility that he was going to run too. So Didier in his 90s, Ouattara in his early 80s, Gbagbo is going to be 80. And then those three leaders have been involved, like, in the tragedy of Ivory Coast since 1990. And then they still think that they are the indispensable people in the country. So that is also part of the problem that we are dealing with in Ivory Coast.
You mentioned generational change. During the most recent election, if I'm not mistaken, the issue of term limit, I'm sure it came up again.
Yes, there was a term limit since, let's say, even now, the constitution that was adopted, I think, in 2009, because there was a term limit. And then Mr. Ouattara, I think, changed. There was the first change of the constitution, I think, 2015 or 2016. So, yes, and then even though the term limits are there, so now with the new constitution, we were told that everything was going to start from fresh. Now maybe we are dealing with a new first term of Mr. Ouattara, and now he's going to try and have the second one for the constitution.
Put this in the context of the West Africa situation, where you have military coup in Guinea-Conakry, Mali, Burkina Faso. What does that mean? Because if you listen to what the military leaders are saying, particularly in Guinea, they were citing the constitution being violated.
The ECOWAS leaders, they made a big mistake. They're not even a mistake. They made many mistakes. We have not seen the leaders of ECOWAS trying to do something, use their forceful leadership in order to prevent the constitutional changes in several countries. These are the things that are happening in Africa. So if we cannot try to resolve those issues one way or the other, and then people think that this is another form of coup d'etat, which gives the right to the soldiers to do military coup d'etat. That is my position on that issue. I'm not saying that there should be coup d'etat everywhere.